It would have been illegal 2 days ago, but marijuana enthusiasts in Massachusetts can now lawfully possess and show their pot. And that's just what some supporters of the new recreational marijuana law did in front of the State House yesterday as the first part of the law took effect. WBUR's Steve Brown was there.
One, two, three. Gotta smoke some weed and watch the Red Sox. Hey, hot dogs and applesauce and maybe we'll get married one day. Woo!
As the temperature dipped well below freezing and a stiff wind picked up, making it feel even colder, a couple dozen hardy marijuana advocates celebrated the new law. They held their marijuana buds and joints high in the air, many posing for pictures with the Statehouse dome glistening in the background.
I'm very, very proud, and I think that it's going to be a great moment in history.
Ellen Brown of Marston's Mills stood on the Statehouse steps with some marijuana buds called Blue Dream in her outstretched palm.
Recreational marijuana is a way of the future. It's a growing industry, and I'm proud that Massachusetts is going to be here, and we're going to be able to set the standard and show other states how it can be done, how it can be done in a way that everybody's going to be able to grow and thrive, and that a small business is going to be able to come from it, and we're going to be the standard, just like Colorado. We're going to show them how it's done on the East Coast.
While it's now legal for adults to possess marijuana under Massachusetts law, it's still prohibited under federal law, but that doesn't concern Keith Saunders of Scituate.
Well, it's illegal under federal law in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, now California and Massachusetts, Maine in a few weeks, so it's just too much of it. They don't have the resources. And so really what we did on a state-by-state basis is really bring it to the people.
While the rally was supposed to last much of the afternoon, participants went their separate ways after about a half an hour, in part due to the frigid temperatures and possibly to consume cannabis somewhere else, since using it in public is still illegal. Inside the Statehouse, Governor Charlie Baker, who opposed the passage of Question 4, reluctantly accepted the new reality.
It's legal. I just hope everybody pays attention to the rules. The many elements of this law are staged and aren't expected to go into effect or become legal for at least a year. And I think it's appropriate and necessary for people to respect that process and to make sure that they continue to follow the law as it is here in Massachusetts as this moves forward.
The governor says he believes there are things he and the legislature can do to improve the public safety and public health aspects of the law, but adds it needs to be recognized that voters voted for legalized marijuana. Like Baker, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh also opposed legalization. He, too, is hoping some changes are made. But in the meantime, marijuana users, like those who gathered at the Statehouse yesterday, will savor their new freedoms for as long as they can. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the Statehouse.
Let it shine,
woo! We're going to be here all week. This is the first day of a 3-day festival. Headlined by Blues Traveler.